Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is one of the greatest privileges I've ever had in my career as a broadcaster, which goes back halfway to the beginning of the invention of radio. Seriously, I'm not kidding about that. My name is Michael Harrison. If you're just joining us, this broadcast is emanating from the studios of Talkers Magazine in Massachusetts. And participants who have been friends of or colleagues of or both with Dr. Joy Brown over the years are joining us in this remembrance, in this celebration of the life and times of Dr. Joy Brown. Our next guest is somebody who was very involved in her career, in her life, and was a friend and a colleague. He is currently the vice president and general manager of the Salem Radio Group in New York City, which covers such legendary stations as WMCA, and WNYM. WNYM is called The Answer. WMCA is called The Mission. And this man is called Jerry Crowley. Jerry, I heard you the other day with Joe Piscopo talking about Dr. Joy, and I said, I have to have Jerry Crowley on this show. Jerry Brown, how's that for a slip? On the program, you obviously have insights into her personality and her complex life, in terms of we're learning so many dimensions about her, that you're a wonderful spokesman for her memory. So thank you for joining us.
Well, Michael, thanks for having me. First of all, so much to say. 20 years with somebody, or much of it with Joy, is amazing. I have so much to tell. I begin with she would be smiling like crazy over this show, because she had a great ego, a good ego, and was very much a diva, someone who wanted to be treated a certain way, but not diva in the bad sense that we've come to know it today, in the pejorative sense, but in a positive way.
You know what I like to say? I like to call it a grand dame.
She was a grand dame. She was. And the other thing, Michael, she loved the Harrisons. She really did. A lot of people knew Joy. Joy liked a lot of people, but she always spoke a certain way about you guys. So thank you for this.
Very, very touching.
When I say diva, you know, she would come into my office and she would always have the short skirt on, which your other guests have talked about. And she'd say, how do you like my legs today, Cookie?
Yeah, here we are in an era where everybody walks around frightened to say anything about a woman's looks, and she would shove it in your face and challenge you.
It got to the point where I would say, you know, it was contentious sometimes because, and I'll explain why in a minute, but there was a love there. And I would say to her, you know, I want you to change the color of your hair. And she'd wrestle with that. And then 3 or 4 months later, she'd come in with a different hair. She'd say, how do you like it? I say, I love it. And she kept it for a long time. So that was the nature of our relationship on the good side. On the side that was contentious, which will give you and your listeners an insight into who she was and how she valued her profession, was this. In the radio business then and today, much of the time, personalities get paid a commission, dirty little secret, on the spots they run. They read a spot, it airs, and they get a commission on that payment that the client will, you know, generate. And it can be a lot of money. And everybody is very eager, usually, in the industry to read those spots because it's a source of income. And now, Joy was very careful with money, which is a nice way to say it. But at the end of the day, when you went to her with a commercial that you wanted her to read, she, as often as not, would say, I'm not going to read that. I don't care how much you pay me. I don't believe in it. I don't think... or if I believe it, I don't think you're stating its credentials correctly. And so therefore, although I'm jeopardizing that source of income for myself, I'm not going to do it because it doesn't lend credence to my profession.
Jerry,
and
that is a fascinating insight. What you have just said is a fascinating insight because, and I want to just underscore it, this woman was frugal. We all know that. She was also well-to-do. She made a good living in this industry. She was there during the glory days, and she was a star. But she wouldn't do anything for money if she would walk away from $1 million.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the dichotomy. I mean, it was fascinating to me. At a time where everybody was reading everything to get paid, you know, sort of the vernacular of what we do, she would say no. And we paid her a lot of money. We paid her a lot of money, and she made a lot of money in real estate, so she was an accomplished business person, as you've said before. But she had her standards. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. That had to be maddening sometimes, because, you know, in the heat of the day-to-day, you know, you don't know that someday you're going to be on the radio doing a tribute to the memory of somebody. We often don't stop and think, oh, my gosh, what a wonderful thing to be in the company of another human being that we know. We take each other for granted. And then, you know, but it had to be back in the day-to-day doing business. That had to be maddening for you, a sales manager or a general manager of these radio stations. She was tough to work with.
Oh, I remember Rick Buckley, who owned WOR and the WR Radio Network, which we subsequently used as a platform to syndicate her, by the way, to over 250 radio stations in the country at the height of her success. And we'd have knockdown, drag-out fights. Well, and Rick would say, gosh darn it, if she's not going to read the spot, then tell her to get back out of their studio.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
We would go through all this. And by the way, she was the economic engine of the radio network for WOR. She was the one who brought in most of the dough. I mean, we had a great cast of characters. We had the Dolans, and we had, you know, a whole bunch of people like that. But Joy was the one that the clients wanted. She still gave us a hard time. We all made money, and it was wonderful. It was great. And she never lost her touch with our listeners. So you've said before, Michael, the show is about the listeners. Let me tell you about Joy. She would do 3 hours a day. She would never duck a call. And her advice, I have to say, was always spot on. And she developed a rapport with the listeners that doesn't exist today. You know, in those days, she competed with Dr. Laura. Now, Dr. Laura was very famous, but was almost unapproachable. And would yell at you or take you to task for something you might have done and as you witnessed in the call with her. Joy would take the opposite approach, and she would make it whole for you. And she was just a terrific, terrific human being in that way. And I think she touched everybody. I know in my own personal life, my wife at the time had a problem with one of her children. Serious problem. We called Dr. Joy, and we didn't know what the heck to do. My wife was very accomplished. And Dr. Joy solved it in about 15 minutes. That was the nature of what she did, and the information she possessed was quite amazing.
I've asked a couple of the experts in the industry who've been with us on the program today what they think, and my gosh, you're as much of an expert on this business as anybody I could find on the planet. Do you think that we'll ever see a day again in talk radio where there'll be the fascinating individual who's there because they're just a fascinating individual as opposed to somebody preaching to the choir of preconceived, you know, opinions?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
I heard you ask the question of Heather Cohen, who I have great regard for and who Joy did as well. And I heard her and I understood her answer. I'm not sure I entirely agree. I think in the short term, no. I think in the short term, the radio industry has come to a point where it can't see its way to go back to what we've described here as the heyday of WOR and the kind of things that Joy Brown did. It's so politically focused. It's either politics or sports. Are you going to get to that point? Heather's probably right at some point, but I think that point is somewhere in the distant future. I think that's unfortunate because I think to some extent radio has been its own worst enemy in that, frankly.
Jerry, you should be a talk show host. What a great contribution you just made to this conversation.
How about the Michael and Jerry show?
Yeah, well, maybe we'll come up with something. The Jerry and Michael show sounds very good. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Crawley, the general manager, vice president of the Salem Radio Group in New York, somebody that worked very closely with
Joy. Thank you. Bless you, Michael.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Much more to come on this tribute to Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Boy, do I wish I could call Dr. Joy. I mean, you think about it, something that you take for granted. We take each other for granted, take our friends for granted, we take our enemies for granted, we take the people we work with for granted. And You know, we live in a very, very delicate plane of reality, this dimension called life. And it's only when something is taken away, and as suddenly as Dr. Joy was taken away from us, does it focus the reality of how special each and every one of us happens to be and how special our relationships are. This has been a very weepy session, hasn't it, Bernadette? I mean, just watching you has been... if this were television, it would be quite a reality TV show. How are you feeling at this moment?
Well, because it's not television, and where visuals might distract us, I'm feeling all these connections to all these hearts and souls.
Good way to put it. We've had some amazing testimonies and some amazing revelations about Dr. Joy. Jerry Crowley, who just spoke with us, you know, I was kidding around when I said he would make a great talk show host. This man is a behind-the-scenes businessman who ran WOR in one of its... I got to be very careful how I say this, because I don't want to disparage today's talk radio. WOR is still a great station. These are all the top stations in the country. But there have been great chapters of radio. Great chapters. And WOR, and Jerry Crowley would agree... interestingly, his radio station, WNYM and WMCA, are located in the same building that WOR was, the same set of offices WOR moved, and he is in the same office as the general manager of this news station that he was as the general manager of WOR. You talk about in all of the buildings in Manhattan for that kind of a coincidence to happen. There are no coincidences. That's fate, and it's peculiar. But Jerry Crowley was extremely candid. And I know, as an observer of the industry, Bernadette, I know that this is true. I know where all the bodies are buried. I know probably as much about the people in this business as any one person could walk around with in their head. And what he said was so candid and so true about what it's like to work with, he called her a diva, and I said a grand dame, and he agreed, what it's like to work with the kind of large people, large in terms of their spirit, in terms of their mind, their intelligence, their egos, as a Joy Brown. Doug Steffen was on and admitted that he was dating her and had a romantic relationship with her, and then it didn't quite work out, and they went on to be colleagues. Alana Sinclair, her sister, called in and shared her emotions, which were as raw and unfiltered on the radio as possible, and she remembered Joy Brown talking about Doug, and Doug is a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, a dairy farmer, and she would buy little cows for him. So this ain't a slick radio show, folks. This is just not that at all. We have coming up Ron Hartenbaum, who I guess he's an empresario. He's an entrepreneur, and he's worked with Joy. And then Tracy Kramer is going to join us in the last half hour of this broadcast to talk about Joy Brown from the humanitarian side. Tracy is a humanitarian herself, and I know she's probably listening to the broadcast right now and all nervous because she's never done a radio show before. But I just met her on the phone yesterday, and oh my gosh, what a lovely woman. And she was as devastated as the rest of us. But Bernadette, it was quite a scene at the talker's offices when the rumor came in, and then we found out by you calling Joy Brown's cell phone.
Yes, I think what happens is the most obvious thing you should be doing is not what comes to mind. And I said to you, we're hearing all these rumors. Let's just call her. Let's just text her. And I looked at the clock. I knew she was going on the air, but I also knew within 2 minutes she would get back to me. And instead of hearing from her, her brother called.
Yeah, her brother answered the phone, I believe. Was that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah, David, I had heard a rumor on Tuesday. It was Tuesday after the Saturday when she passed away on August 27th. Somebody called me up and said, I want to express my condolences to you if the rumor is true, because I know how close you were to Dr. Joy Brown. I said, what are you talking about? I got angry. I actually shot the messenger, figuratively. So what are you talking about? What kind of a terrible thing are you telling me? He said, I heard that she passed away. It's on Facebook. And I said, it's not possible. When? Saturday. It's not possible in this world for something like that to happen and nobody know about it. Do you know any more? No. Well, I got to get off the phone. And immediately I look on the internet, I look everywhere, there's not a word. And all of a sudden, how amazing social media is today. Social media is replacing everything as the first line of information. I mean, if I didn't believe it before, because I'm not crazy about Facebook. That's not my, I'm not a Facebook person. I certainly understand it as a media person, but personally, I don't have the time for all of that. And the Facebook posting by Alana hit the world like a tsunami, and all of the radio stations around the country and major producers and programmers and general managers are calling and emailing me within 2 minutes of me getting that call, that horrible but informative call, saying, can you confirm this? Is it true? And I'm at the talker's offices, and it's our job to have this kind of news. Meanwhile, I'm saying, please, God, don't have this be true. I don't want this to be true. I don't want to confirm this. I don't want it to be true. Bernadette texted Joy. Nothing came back. Bad sign, because Joy would return a text while on the air. She could be giving someone advice, and she was so ambidextrous in terms of her brain. She was a left and right brain person equal. Nothing came back. I sent her an email. Joy, are you okay? Please email me. Nothing. So Bernadette said, let's call the cell phone. And David, her brother, answered, and I got the confirmation, and we put out the bulletin. And, the world has never been the same. It just hasn't been the same. Where does Joy stand in your memory among the women and the people that you've known in your life, Bernadette?
One of Joy's own sayings is, life is about how you handle Plan B. And very similar to Sally Jesse Raphael, it is how you handle Plan B. So today, we are commemorating her with a lot of beautiful memories as well.
And this whole life that we've been living in the aftermath of this has been a Plan B. It's been one big Plan B. I will be sitting in for Joy indefinitely. The Dr. Joy Brown Show will continue. I will be back on Monday and Tuesday. The show's not over now. We'll come back in a few minutes with more guests, but I will keep this going for a couple of days for the listeners to be able to call in as well, and then maybe beyond. Ron Hartenbaum, a very interesting individual, is next. Michael Harrison with you. A celebration of the life of Dr. Joy Brown continues.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, a lot of people getting today talking about what really matters to them, the family of broadcasting and relationships therein, and Dr. Joy Brown. This is a celebration of her life and her times, and it's a memorial to her memory. And, you know, it's interesting, a lot of the people we've had on the radio today as part of this show were people behind the scenes in the radio business, and some of the people behind the scenes in the radio business are as skilled at talking as some of the people on the air. Jerry Brown, I keep calling it, of course, the Dr. Jerry Brown. Jerry Crowley is one of them, and Holland Cook, and Heather Cohen, David Bernstein, Mike Knosian, and here comes another one who has a gift of speaking that's just beautiful. But behind the scenes guy, he is the managing partner of Digity Broadcasting, and for years he has been at the cutting edge of new innovations in talk radio, in radio in general, and is an advisor, a manager, and a partner to some of the biggest hosts in the industry. Ron Hartenbaum, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Michael. How are you?
I'm exhilarated. I'm sad. I'm happy. I'm experiencing a wide range of emotions. Sounds like you're someplace surrounded by New York City. I hear the sounds of the city behind you. Are you catching a cab or jumping off a train or something?
You know, it's interesting. I'm actually in an office, and they promised that the mandatory annual fire drills would be done before this, and now they're starting up again. So bear with us, but it is the taste of New York. You ask the questions, and I'll go on mute, and then I'll answer when it's my turn.
Okay. You know what's amazing about you? That you are such a skilled New Yorker that I have had very, very deep conversations with you over the years on the cell phone, only to learn that while you're talking to me, you're paying a cab and negotiating the tip, dealing with a doorman at some place, finding your table at a restaurant. I mean, you are one of the coolest multitaskers I have ever known in my life. And to you, you're on a national radio show during a fire drill. What else are you going to be faced with in dealing with the challenges of being a high-powered New York radio executive? How's that for a question?
Well, you know, we actually, one of the people you mentioned, I work with a bunch of people. One of the people I work with is this friend of Dr. Joy Brown's, which was Stephanie Miller. And we do a theatrical radio show with Stephanie and some other people, which is in Chicago this weekend. And, you know, I got a contract from the theater saying you can't curse in the show or we'll fine you $50,000. So you find in this business that there's all kinds of things that happen. But that's, I think, what keeps us all alive. That's what makes Jerry Crowley so good at what he does at running stations, or Holland so good at what he does in consulting programs and station programmers. And Heather, you talk about somebody who's seen it all and done it all and manages talent and matches the right talent with the right programming environment and station. And obviously Mike being, you know, so amazing in his ability to observe what goes on in this industry and then be able to talk about it. And I, today really is, as you pointed out, a celebration of Dr. Joy and her life and what a fabulous broadcaster she was, and how sad and unfortunate is it that she was taken away from us earlier than any of us could have ever imagined. You know, here, one of the great things about radio is, you know, you could grow old, you could age gracefully on radio. You know, unless you're doing a video simulcast of the radio show, and I'm not saying that Joy was not anything other than a fantastically lovely lady, but Joy had, probably she could have done what she was doing for 10, 15, 20 years more. I remember being in her apartment in Lower Manhattan, which was a stunning apartment that was, I don't know, 25, 30 stories plus up in the air that overlooked the New York Harbor. And you looked out of her living room and you saw the Statue of Liberty in New Jersey. And you probably could count 15, 20 boats moving around the port of Newark and Lower Manhattan at any given time. And here was this woman that was not only doing a radio show from that space, but she was also thinking about, you know, in the wintertime, I've got a place in Florida. I'll do my radio show there. And, you know, she's just vibrant and incredible.
Her place in Florida was equally fabulous. And I'm not sitting here talking about, wow, did she have nice real estate and that. But it's a tribute to this woman on her own creating such a success for herself that she had two fabulous homes, one in Boca, one in the Lower Manhattan, beautiful views of the water. And she was very successful as a businesswoman and as a talent, and never lost her feel for the average person. As a matter of fact, as extraordinary as she was in terms of the vivaciousness of her personality and the way she dressed and the way she handled herself, she never was stuffy, stuck up, unapproachable. She was a regular person. And an extraordinary person at the same time. I'm still trying to find words and put the pieces together, Ron, to convey these different aspects of her. How did you like working with her? I know that you worked with her in various capacities in terms of sales, in terms of marketing. Give us a little more.
Right. So in one aspect, I worked with Dr. Joy because our company and even some of the predecessor companies that I'm involved with or have been involved with did ad sales and ad sales development for her national radio show. And that was always a pleasure to be involved with because, you know, what Joy talked about was life, but it wasn't controversial. It wasn't, you know, I like this side versus I don't like that side. It was really, you know, she helped people with real world advice given her educated experience and her clinical experience and her ability to meld all of that together to help people and guide them. And so on the one hand, from an ad sales vantage point, it was a joy to sell Dr. Joy because it was a wonderful environment. It was a caring environment. And, you know, the listeners of this show know that because that's why they tuned in to hear her. Most recently, I was working with her on the concept because what's new these days is in our industry, in the audio industry, is the concept of doing a weekly or a daily podcast. And one of our companies, Digital Media, has a chance, you know, to do all kinds of wonderful podcasts, which we do. And so Dr. Joy was talking with us about how do we take some of the content that she has, both new content and historical content, and repurpose it. So those were some of the, you know, not only was she a lovely person, she's a great professional, and she had her eye on the trends that were going on and how she could be involved with them going forward.
She's a perfect candidate for podcasting, and I do believe so much of her archives are going to wind up as podcasting, because unlike political talkers, most of the stuff that she did was timeless. It wasn't perishable. We are going to continue to play a lot of her shows on this time slot, intermingled with stuff that I'm going to do and some other things to continue to keep her show alive without it being just stale and old stuff. But you talk about podcasting. Podcasting is a whole new vista for the broadcasting industry. Obviously, you'll agree.
I absolutely do. You know, the thing that was great about Joy is no matter what environment you put her in, not only was she professional, but she excelled at it, whether it was local radio, whether it was national radio, you know, whether she would be, I mean, the last time I was directly with her was, you know, recently, and you were there, it was your talkers event. Was the moderator of a panel that I was a panelist on related to managing someone's talk career. And, you know, a person like Joy was so terrifically appropriate to be the moderator of that panel because she had such a long career and healthy career herself that, you know, she would be able to talk to the different panelists and ask them very insightful questions about the industry and how one would continue to evolve their career. And this is something that Dr. Joy knew well. I said it a little bit earlier, say it again, it really is horribly sad news. When you think of somebody who's vibrant and all of a sudden they're gone from us.
It's tough to take. Absolutely. Ron, thank you for joining us. We're coming to a break. Managing partner of Digital Broadcasting, Ron Hartenbaum. More to come on this tribute to Dr. Joy.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
She's certainly here in spirit, and I am very grateful to everybody who's participated in the program. We've had about 10 guests during the last 3 hours, and I'm joined by my wife, Bernadette Duncan, a longtime friend of Dr. Joy. I'm Michael Harrison, and the tragic, untimely death of Dr. Joy Brown, one ray of light that has come through it for me is I've met some people that I never knew before. I've become acquainted now with her sister, Alana Sinclair, who I did not know. Her brother, David Oppenheim, has been a hero in terms of stepping up to the plate and taking care of a lot of matters and has been very supportive. Our family's been supportive of me. Talk about good people. And a woman I met yesterday on the phone who has been a very important part of Dr. Joy's life, a personal friend who she met through her philanthropy. This is a lovely woman. I can't wait to meet her. Tracy Kramer is works with the Alzheimer's Association of America. She's a director of development and fundraising. And she knew Dr. Brown back when Joy Brown was involved with Habitat for Humanity. And Tracy Kramer, I was looking at some of your background. I've been doing a little Googling and LinkedIn on you. You have a long history of being a professional good guy.
Well, thanks. Thank you. I am so flattered and incredibly humbled to join this amazing roster of Joy's friends and colleagues. So thank you. You're the finale.
I when I was putting this together, I said this we have to have her on because we had a lovely conversation on the phone yesterday. I was on the Mass Pike, and you made the ride from Springfield to Sturbridge go in a second. It was a half hour, and boy, it went so fast.
It was Tracy, great to talk to you. Yeah.
Tracy, you worked with the Habitat for Humanity, and most people listening to this know what that is. It's a fine organization to help build low-cost housing for people that need a helping hand in that regard. I know the work you're doing now with Alzheimer's sparked by a personal situation that made it close to home for you. Tell us about Joy from the, you know, Joy to the World, her foundation, which is something that meant a lot to her, and her philanthropy and humanitarianism, that aspect of Joy. Could you share that with us?
Yeah, I would love to because, you know, everybody has described her so far with some amazing adjectives. I love them. She was vivacious, like you said. She was dazzling. I heard intoxicating. And I experienced all of those things as well as I'm sure everyone else has, how generous and kind she was. And that part really sparked a friendship between us while we started out, sort of as the I worked in the nonprofit. She was a donor to Habitat for Humanity, New York City. I reached out to her to thank her for a gift. But you know, while she gave gifts to us and that by donations, her real value and what I cherished so much with her was her gift of time. There was just something so special about that. So when she, you know, she would just give so generously of her time. And in the beginning, when I started asking her to kind of get engaged with us and work with us on things, and she just kept saying yes. So at first you're like, oh, am I crossing a line? Cause, you know, I got the chance to do some amazing things with her. I loved her spirit because it was so adventurous and she wanted to experience everything. And so that part of working with her was absolutely fantastic. And, if I can, I'll share this story with you.
Sure.
One of the things we did at Habitat, you know, we had our affordable homes that we were building around the city. And one day I said, hey, Joy, do you want to take a ride? And I called it our Joy Ride. I'm like, do you want to take a Joy Ride out to Queens and see some of our homes? Because she was going to speak at one of our events coming up and she hadn't actually experienced firsthand what we did. So she was like, sure, Cookie, let's go. She insisted on getting there by subway because that's how she did it. Like you said, she was a normal person, wanted to do everything normal. But when she got there, she didn't realize that her chariot was me driving around in my, driving her around in my Honda Element. So she got in my car and, I took her on this whirlwind tour of Queens. She kept calling it, like another country, places she'd never seen. We went to the houses. We saw the progress that we were making to build these homes. And she was just fantastic. So long story short, I got lost It was hot. It was miserable. It was smelly.
Oh, no.
It was gross. And she was just fantastic about everything. I was worried that, you know, like, I'm losing her. I'm losing, like, oh, she's gonna, but there, I had no fear. I should have had no
fear. I got this fancy radio star in my Honda Element and I got lost. It's like an anxiety dream. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
She was fantastic. And that kind of was the start of our friendship. I would meet with her at downtown at her, at where she lived, and we'd have breakfast together, and just start talking. And, one of the things that, you know, I wanted to say how amazing it was to hear from Alana just a moment ago. I was listening, and gosh, you know, I feel so, so terribly broken up for their family. And I was so excited to hear Alana talk about her daughter because, we talked about her daughter often and how amazing she was or is, and just how much joy, you know, just was so proud of her, and what she accomplished. So I was really excited to hear Alana, speak and share her stories. But while we were having our breakfast, we started getting deep. And one thing that Alana said was how she got to listen to her sister. And that really resonates with me because that's what I did. I listened to Joy. You know,
you're not the only one, you realize.
Yeah, right. No, I mean,
welcome to the club. Tracy, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your putting the cap on this 3-hour special.
Yeah,
I'm so glad that I've had the opportunity to meet you. I hope to know you better and follow your work. You know, as I said, one door closes, another opens. You're an amazing woman in your own right. You do wonderful work for charitable causes. And
well, thank you.
I'm so pleased to have met you and to continue to know you as a friend. Thank you for joining
Fantastic.
Us.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
All right. It's Tracy Kramer. She is with the Alzheimer's Organization and was with Habitat for Humanity. Thank you, Justin Seahorn, who produced the program at GCN. Thank you, Bernadette Duncan,
for being
with us here in the studio. And thank you, everybody who participated. I'll be back. I'm coming back on Monday, and we're going to open the phones up to all the listeners. So if you wanted to participate in this, we're going to do it with listeners on Monday. I'll be back, and I hope Joy Brown, wherever she is listening and smiling on us. I'm sure she is. Michael Harrison, thank you so much for listening to this tribute to the great Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.